Back here in the KGGF studios on this Thursday morning as we are joined in studio by Director of Recreation over at the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. It's David Rains. David, good to have you back.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Here this morning, we're discussing the current programs and activities offered throughout the community here of Coffeyville as latter parts of the fall seasons, I know that. And then we're really kind of digging into the beginning parts of winter and basketball. It sounds like it's getting started up tonight.
We are starting tonight. We're finally moving indoors. Had a pretty wet spring to get some things done that overran a little bit, but we're finally indoors. Youth session basketball begins tonight, and that's for our first and second graders and third and fourth graders. Games tonight, and then Saturday, of course. So we also have our women's volleyball season that's winding down. We have a couple more weeks of that indoors, but we're still taking signups for youth's Session 2 basketball, and that's for 4-year-old through kindergarten. We do a co-ed league with them, and then we do 5th and 6th girls, 5th and 6th boys. And that deadline, the early registration deadline, is November 30th, so that will be tomorrow. They can register late with an additional $3 late fee through December 7th. So if you have not got in already, please get in as soon as possible and get signed up for those. But we're looking forward to kickoff tonight. It's I believe we have three games of first and second grade basketball, and if you've ever got to watch those leagues, they are entertaining. The kids are just learning. Hopefully they've started when they're 4 years old, but it really is fun to watch and see them grow within the game. And our coaches have had about a month to work with them, so they're going to iron out the tough spots starting tonight, so it'll be fun.
No, you're right. When I was still living in Colorado, kind of doing some freelance play-by-play, I was given a job to do a little, I can't remember what it was, like the Babe Ruth is the baseball version, and this was like the rec version for basketball, and it was little third and fourth graders, and you're, oh man, I've never seen any more full court passes in my life. I mean, from end to end, basket after basket. I mean, it really is entertaining. It's a lot of fun to watch them out there.
It is fun to watch them grow, so. We also have some adult sports. We're taking signups for them. We just put this out yesterday, but we're taking team signups for our men's 5-on-5 basketball league. The registration fee is $225 per team. They must have a $50 team deposit, and that's included in that $225 to the Recreation Commission by December 29th, and it's ages 18 and up. However, we do not allow college players that are local here on, and I'm sure Coach Herkelman wouldn't either, on his roster, or redshirt players as well. We also have our adult CRC Indoor Soccer League. This is 5-on-5. It takes place inside, naturally. Our registration fee is $175 per team. The deadline is the 29th. This is ages 18 and up. We have some high school kids that get in and play as well. Also, we don't permit college players or redshirt players from our local college. So
they already dominate
the college ranks anyway. And
we don't need them making us citizens look bad.
And very easily they do. So,
yes, they do. They already do that on the hardwood. They look good last night and all year. So,
oh man, yeah, looking great. We also have some special events coming up over our holiday themes. We have, in December, we have a Design Your Own Christmas ornament. This is for grades pre-K through 6th. It's going to be held Tuesday, December 4th from 6 to 7 out at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. The registration fee is $5 if you live within the USD 445 school district, $7 if you live outside of that. The deadline for that, again, is tomorrow, so please, if you're interested, get in soon for that one. We have a candy cane hunt coming up, and it's for grades also pre-K through 6th. This will be held Sunday, December 9th at 2 o'clock. It's going to be held at Walter Johnson Park right across the street from the Bobby Clemens Recreation Center. Santa is rumored to be in attendance for that, so we'll be hiding candy canes within the park, and we'll let the kids hunt them down, and then we'll go inside and have some hot chocolate and cookies. Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates, but it is December. Registration fee, again, $5 within the district, $7 out. The deadline to register is December 5th. And the always popular Build Your Own Gingerbread House. It's pretty popular every year with us. Again, same age range, grades pre-K through 6th. It's going to be held Thursday, December 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. In our meeting room out at the Bobby Clemmons Recreation Center. Registration fees are the same, 5 within the district, 7 without. Kids get to come in and decorate their own gingerbread house and take out the door with them to sugar them up. So the deadline for that is December 10th, so if you have any questions on those three special events, you can contact Jamie Grant at our offices, and she can give you the lowdown. So,
man, what a wild time of the year. I think about this, you know, I'm 23 now, but as a kid, you never really think about it, but it goes from Halloween, pounding down the candy, to Thanksgiving, pounding down everything else, and then Christmas time, you make candy and candy canes, gingerbread houses. My goodness.
It's a pretty good three-month stretch.
It is. It is. It's. I'll take it. I'll take it every year, in fact. So, very cool. So, we got designing your own ornaments, candy cane hunt, and the gingerbread house event coming up for the Recreation Commission. Those are very cool as well, and looks like you guys still have a couple of just the regular clubs that you've been going
we
on
do
with.
we still have our normal and I'm gonna tell you what, after the holidays, Zumba is the best prescribed exercise with Angie. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Out at the Bobby Clemmons Recreation Center. It's $6 per class. They were in there last night, and we had some meetings. I'm gonna tell you, they were getting after it in that room. So those ladies were definitely working off anything that they may have indulged on over the holidays. So
no doubt, yeah. 1 week ago it was. So get to Zumba and maybe work on some of that Thanksgiving meal.
We also have a couple of programs at our indoor pool. We have our lap swim that takes place the morning. Group that comes in goes Tuesday through Fridays from 6 to 7 a.m. We also have an evening group that will come in from Monday through Thursday from 7:15 to 8:15. These are at the Phil Kinley High School indoor pool, and it's a $25 a month registration fee for that. We also have water aerobics with Rebecca Swaney. They meet Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m., and that also is a monthly fee of $25 per month. So, and I know it's getting a little bit chillier out there, but pools are an awesome workout, whether you're swimming laps or, and as always, and we talk about this a lot, the pool is available for rent, for birthday parties, for, you know, if parents just want to have a party and their kid loves the water, they can contact Jamie and we can set them up. So we provide all the lifeguards. We also have tables and chairs. They're able to bring in cake. So there again, we go back to cake and the food and all the good stuff.
Yeah, so. Right after we speak about water aerobics, you're right. You know, just standing in, well, not even standing, but trying to keep yourself up in water is incredible. And it's kind of an exercise that you don't realize what you're doing until you get out of the pool and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm exhausted. But I played, it was a team sports class. I played water polo for a segment or whatever. That has got to be one of the most exhausting things ever. Trying to keep yourself up, a little doggy paddle is really all it was. But that consistently, yeah, it works you out. It wears you out.
Pretty good. You got to tread water for all that time.
Yeah. So exactly. So tell me a little bit about this community input night.
We had a community input night last evening. In the summer of 2019, we're going to be expanding Sherwin-Williams Park. We are looking for ideas of what amenities we could put out there. We attended the national conference and our state conference, the national conference just here this past September. I'm looking at the newest trends in park and recreation and what amenities there are out there. And there is a bunch of neat stuff. There are challenge courses that are basically set up like an American Ninja Warrior kind of thing. Not to the extent of what you see on television, of course, because we can't have water or you know, kids falling
those
off.
Big bouncy balls. Big bouncy, yeah.
But something, you know, on a smaller scale that are really neat. You know, there's outdoor DJ booths. There are urban soccer fields is what they call them. They call it street soccer. There are outdoor musical equipment. You know, nowadays, not only do we want to get kids outside and let them burn off some energy, we want to make sure that if those are with a creative knack have that outdoors, and there are avenues for that when it comes to what we can put in parks now. So we held a meeting. We're going to get more input as this goes forward. Hopefully the permit modifications from the state come down here at the end of the year, and we can get a battle plan on exactly when things are going to progress out there. But you know, it's neat. Sherwin-Williams has has gone above and beyond for this community in regards to, you know, what we have out there now and what we utilize for our soccer and our flag football. Our skate park is out there. So it's a great area. The city of Coffeyville is constructing a trail, and it's almost finished to go from 4th Street up to 1st Street. And there are a couple of maybe additional phases that are going to kind of come with that. And this can all tie in together to making our community a more healthy community. We want to get kids outside. One of the videos we showed last night is from a company called Design to Move, and they're a nonprofit organization that just wants to get kids outside. We need to get people more healthy, as the video goes through, it's interviewing kids. You know, what would you do with an extra 5 years of your life? And at the end, why are you asking me all these things? Well, they're asking because this generation is the first of its kind that's likely to die 5 years before their parents did. Okay. The way to look at that is, you know, we're spending too much time indoors and sedentary, and we need to be out more doing things. So that's why we're looking at what we're looking at for this park. We want to get kids outside. It's in a great location next to the elementary school. It's we kind of say center of our town, but, you know, it's just a great spot.
Yeah, no, and I really like the fact that you guys highlight the you know, obviously creativity is within everybody, but the more creative-oriented mind, you're right. It's, you know, you think of a park and there's a basketball court, there's a soccer field, and that's sports. It's all athletic. Sometimes it's not really what people would like to go out and take part in, and to have those options, at least just an option to go out. And then you had mentioned a path as well. I think, I mean, I get a notification just 60 minutes a day is whether it, you know, just trying to find some way. And that path, you know, that's an easy 15-minute walk for some people, 15 minutes there, 15 minutes back. That's 30 minutes that you didn't know that you were actually exerting that physical energy. It's a lot easier than you'd think to get to that 60-minute mark.
It is. And, you know, we're not only looking at, you know, what can we do for children. We're also looking at some outdoor exercise equipment. They have become huge lately. And it's one of those, you know, you don't charge a membership fee to it, but you allow citizens to come out, and there's stations, you know, and there's all kind of sets of, you know, you could go 5, 20. There's something for everyone out there, and we're trying to tie all that in. So, you know, the whole family could come to the park, the kids have something to do, mom and dad have something to do, and everyone can get healthy together, because that's what we want to see happen.
Yeah, yeah, I like the mission, and I like the message behind it as well. Well, I think this one kind of speaks for itself. Coming up, it's certainly cold enough, but finally, those batting cages will be closed down.
The batting cages, we're going to winterize next week, and we will be closing the week of December 3rd. They have been used pretty heavily here since spring, but now we need to take time to winterize them and to do some repairs that are needed out at the cages. So this weekend will be the last time that they're open over the weekend. So if people want to use them, please get out and use them. And we will make an announcement on our Facebook page exactly what day they're going to be closed. So we'll let everybody know. But it's been a good year for our batting cages.
Yeah, and a good couple of days. Hopefully, again, the storms stay aside, but low 60s, upper 50s, that wouldn't be a bad day.
That's
to go out to the cage.
Not bad at all to go out.
Not too bad at all.
Swings in.
Now, I really like the fact that you guys, you know, are oriented for everybody in the community, whatever it may be, the creative mind, the athletic mind, the parent itself. Now, sometimes parents can't quite get to that mark. They can't quite make a membership or can't quite afford with that. Now, I always appreciate what you guys do with financial assistance as well.
You know, and we are amongst the lowest program fees in the state when it comes to our program. We're very proud of that, to be able to say that we are that way. And we have a board that's very very progressive, saying we're going to keep our fees low. But at the same time, you know, it was back in 2003, we organized a youth scholarship fund for those that may struggle to afford our fees, because there are. So we have that available to families. Even though there's an investment on their side, if the first child comes in, you apply for your fee, you're approved, you get 50% off your program costs. Most of our sports, outside of the exception is tackle football, of course, are $15. So your fee automatically gets cut to $750. And if you have second and third child, it continues to decrease. You would pay 40%, you would pay 30%. Wow. So it's one of the things we're most proud of. And we're able to do that because we collaborated with the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation, you know, back in 2003. And we continue to build this fund. A week ago, we did match day, or 2 weeks ago, we did match day. all the donations we received in that go to keep this youth scholarship program going. So it's something we're very proud of. We want parents to take advantage of it. So if they need assistance, all they have to do is ask the front desk, and we'll get them an application, and we'll get them signed up. We have never turned away a child because of their lack of being able to afford what we do. And as long as I am there, and I think I can speak for my staff, we never will.
They gotta love it. Gotta love it. Now, for parents out there listening, how can they register?
I tell you what, you can register online if you go to our website, which is CoffeevilleRec.com. There's an online registration link to the left. They can come through the door between the hours of 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. We actually have a drop box on the left side of our entry door. So if it's Saturday or Sunday, they can take the registration fee, take cash or check. If they're using cash, we would rather they not, but put it in an envelope, make sure it's in the box. And we get asked all the time, you know, how can I learn more about what you guys do? We have a rainedout.com message service. If they'll go to the website, www.raineedout.com, they can search for Coffeeville. In the search box, the Coffeeville Recreation Commission will pop up. They can opt in a cell phone or an email address. Everything that we do, every activity that we do, every event that we have to cancel because of rain, because of snow, keep our fingers crossed on snow, they will get updates sent to them via text or email. So there's really not a reason not to know what we're doing because we make it so easy for you.
Make it so easy. Great stuff. Again, that's Director of Recreation with the Coffeeville Recreation Commission, David Raines, here this morning, giving us all the lowdown on everything that's happened over there at the CRC. So, David, thanks so much for taking some time here on this Thursday. We'll check in with you next month.
Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Yes, thank you as well. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.